Well, we've been reporting on the problem of what happens to all the plastic we throw away in this country. It used to go to China for recycling, but they banned plastic imports last year. So now much of it goes to other countries in Southeast Asia instead. Problem is, according to a new report out today, those other countries can't handle all that waste. As part of our series, Going to Waste, we're joined now by Bo Bekongas, the regional plastics campaigner for the Global Alliance for Incinerator Alternatives, which published that report. She's on Skype from the Philippines. Bo, welcome.
Yes, thank you.
Well, which countries are getting this waste and how much are they getting?
Well, based on our research, we looked at three of the biggest countries that are receiving waste. This is Indonesia, Thailand, and Malaysia.
And how much are they getting?
Based on our research, Thailand was getting a more than 1,000% increase. So that's pretty huge. And that happened right after the ban that China imposed on imports.
And what are they doing with all of this plastic waste?
Well, they're trying to sift through all these plastic waste. It's basically mixed waste, and then they're trying to get whatever they are able to recycle from the waste. Sometimes they find money. In our report, we saw people, they would see dollars and euros. And of course, they are able to get a few things, like maybe copper from all the cables that they get included in the shipment. There are a few, like hard plastics, maybe a few plastics that they can recycle. But in general, a very small amount is really recyclable. The rest, they send it to the cement factories, cement kilns, to be used as fuel.
To be used as fuel, so then the fumes end up in the atmosphere.
That's right. So all the pollution is ending up in the environment. So it's in the air, in the soil, in the water. And in the report that we put out today, you can see stories of how people were suffering. Like there were reports of miscarriages. There was one farmer who said he had to buy water for his cows so that they could drink water because he could not give them water from his land, because they were polluted.
And have these countries in Southeast Asia tried to push back or regulate what's coming in?
Yes. A few months after that happened, when China closed its doors to waste imports, Malaysia and Thailand tried to put in some restrictions. So they will be banning some imports of waste starting 2021, I believe.
So it's only a matter of time then before these countries, it sounds like, follow the lead of China and say no more.
Yes, yes. Right now, the bigger, more waste is going to Indonesia because Indonesia is way more lax and way more open to receiving the waste.
Now, if the waste is just sitting there in landfills in these countries, the concern around the world is that it will end up in the ocean. And a study in the journal Environmental Science and Technology estimates that up to 95% of plastic pollution in oceans is coming from Asia and Africa. Why does so much of it end up into the ocean?
Well, plastic is very light. It's easy to be carried by the wind. And also, sometimes they get carried into waters and streams and rivers so that they drain into the oceans. So there's no regulation or any kind of measure to keep them in closed facilities at this time, because a lot of these imports are being dumped openly in open fields and farmlands that have been converted into dump sites.
So what do you think is the solution to this? Obviously, the world is going to continue to produce a lot of waste and a lot of plastic waste right now. What can be done?
Well, primarily, we would like to see reduction in the production of plastics. There is no other way that we can reduce, because we've seen that recycling isn't enough. Globally, we are only able to recycle 9%, according to the statistics. Unless we change the way we look at how recycling as a solution, we will never see the reduction in this kind of waste and the problem that it will cause to our oceans and to the environment in general. So we believe that we really have to cut down on the production, the consumption, and the disposal of plastics.
That is Bo Bakongas, who is the regional plastics campaigner for the Global Alliance for Incinerator Alternatives. We'll link you to their report out today at hereandnow.org. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.